Today we're carving a warehouse-style intro for an old-school jungle DNB tune in Ableton Live 12, and we're doing it with an automation-first mindset. The vibe we're after is dusty, spacious, weighty, and a little rough around the edges in the best way. This is not about overloading the arrangement right away. It's about making the first 16 bars feel like a club room warming up. Like the tape is rolling, the system is powering on, and the drop is being earned. So think of this intro as a tension ramp. It should hint at the groove, imply the bass line, and leave enough open space for DJ-friendly mix-in. In jungle and old-school-inspired DNB, that early section does a lot of identity work. If the intro feels right, the whole track already has attitude before the drop even lands. Start an arrangement view and set up a clean 16-bar section. Label it something obvious like Intro Warehouse 16 so you're working with intention. Before you even get deep into sound design, lay out your main groups. One drum or break group, one bass group, one atmosphere and effects group, plus return tracks for reverb and delay. Keep headroom healthy from the beginning. While sketching, aim to keep the master peaking around minus 6 dB. That gives you room to build impact later. And here's the key rule for this whole lesson. Every important event in the intro should be introduced, removed, or transformed by automation. Don't just stack clips. Shape the energy over time. First, build the foundation with a chop jungle break. Pick a break with character, with natural transient variation and a bit of room in it. If the sample is too clean, too rigid, or too modern, it can lose that old-school tension. Put it into simpler or slice it to a MIDI track if you want more control. On the break channel, use EQA to gently high-pass around 30 to 40 Hz so you clear unnecessary sub-rumble. Then add drum bus for a little drive, maybe around 5 to 12%, but keep the boom very restrained or off for now. Add auto-filter too, starting with a low pass somewhere around 2.5 to 5 kHz, and we'll automate that open later. If the break needs a bit more snap, drum bus can help sharpen the attack. Now bring in groove. If the break feels too stiff, use Ableton's groove pool and apply a swing groove. Something in the 54 to 58% timing range is a good place to start. You want it to feel human and off-grid in that old-school way, but not sloppy. The swing is part of the personality. Also, don't just loop a full break and call it a day. Slice out a few key fragments, kick and snare hits, ghost hats, maybe a little fill or reverse tail, and one or two signature hits you can repeat. The intro doesn't need a full drum performance, but it does need rhythmic credibility. A chopped break with controlled swing instantly tells the listener, yes, this is jungle territory. Next, design the warehouse atmosphere. This is where the space gets defined. Use a long sample, some noise, a room recording, vinyl hiss, industrial ambience, or even a rendered pad texture. Keep it dark and narrow at the start so it feels like it's sitting deep in the room. Process the texture with stock Ableton devices. Use auto filter with a low pass somewhere between 500 Hz and 2 kHz at the start, then automate it slowly upward. Add reverb with a decay around 4 to 8 seconds and a pre-delay somewhere around 10 to 25 milliseconds. Put a low cut on the reverb returns so it doesn't muddy the mix. Use utility to narrow the stereo width at the beginning, maybe around 0 to 60%, then widen it later as the intro opens up. You can also use echo or delay on a return for filtered movement. If you want to move fast and keep things clean, map the main controls to macro knobs in an audio effect rack. One macro for filter cutoff, one for reverb send, one for stereo width, one for noise level. That way, instead of writing four separate automation lanes, you can automate one macro and keep the workflow neat. And remember this teacher tip. Your atmosphere should suggest a physical space, not steel focus. We're building concrete, metal, and distance. The drums and bass still need to own the foreground. Now let's bring in the bass, but only as a shadow. In a strong jungle intro, the bass often appears before the full drop as a hint, not a statement. Use a reese, sub pulse, or filtered bass stab pattern that implies the main groove without showing all its cards. A clean source like Waveatable or Operator works well here. Add saturator with a subtle drive, maybe soft clip, to thicken the harmonics. Use auto filter to automate the low pass opening. Keep utility on the bass so the low end stays mono and disciplined. Then carve with EQ8 if the low mid start clouding the break. A good bass strategy is this: keep the sub below about 90 to 120 Hz mono, and if you've got a reese layer, roll it off below roughly the same zone so it doesn't fight the sub. Start with the bass pretty filtered, maybe only open from around 200 to 500 Hz up toward 1 to 3 kHz as the intro progresses. Give it space. In old-school inspired DNB, A bass line often feels stronger because it's not constantly talking. Structure-wise, you can think in four blocks. Bars 1 to 4, no bass, or just a very filtered low pulse. Bars 5 to 8, one note or an octave hit every couple of bars. Bars 9 to 12, more consistent bass rhythm, still filtered. Bars 13 to 16, open the filter and start hinting at the drop pattern. That creates a call and response between drums and bass before the full arrangement lands. Now comes the real core of the lesson. Shape the whole intro through automation instead of adding more layers. Automate the breaks filter cutoff from dark to more open over the 16 bars. Bring in the bass filter gradually. Use reverb send carefully, maybe only on ghost notes or fill hits rather than washing the whole break. Add delay throws on selected hits near the end. Nudge drum bus drive a little higher in the last four bars for extra pressure. Narrow the atmosphere early, then widen it before the drop so the room feels like it's expanding. A really nice move is to automate distance as much as tone, so not just making something brighter, but also making it a little louder, a little wider, a little closer, or the opposite, making it feel further away and more hidden. That contrast is huge in DNB intros. Use clip envelopes when a MIDI pattern repeats with small variations, and use arrangement automation for bigger changes across the section. If a movement repeats in multiple places, group it and automate the group rather than every track separately. That keeps the session manageable and more musical. Add ghost percussion and micro edits too. A warehouse intro feels much better when the groove feels inhabited. Use quiet rim clicks, shuffled hats, reversed snare tails, tape stop style moments, and tiny break fills that only appear because of the automation. These little details are gold in jungle. They make the rhythm feel alive and a little dangerous. For processing, try drum bus to add transient density, EQA to keep these elements out of the sub-range, and maybe very subtle autopan for motion. If you want some grime, a little redux on a select texture or percussion hit can add that lo-fi edge. Just be careful not to turn the intro into a noisy mess. The point is to feel like these sounds are emerging from the room, not sitting on top of it. If the intro still feels too empty, resist the urge to add a full percussion loop. Instead, automate the send on a single hat or rim shot so the reverb tail blooms at specific moments. That gives motion without clutter. Now for the final four bars, the room should start loading pressure. This is where you build pre-drop spectral motion. Use EQ8 to trim some low end from the break, then bring it back right before the drop. High pass the atmospheres a bit more as the end approaches so they thin out and leave space. Add short noise swell if you want, but keep it filtered. Increase reverb briefly on the final hits, then cut it hard for impact. You can even slightly collapse the width in the last bar with utility, then reopen it on the drop. That contrast is everything. For a really effective arrangement, bar 13 can be where the bass gets more active, bar 14 where the hats and break lift up, bar 15 where you throw in a short fill, filter opening, or delay burst, and bar 16 where you create a tiny pocket of silence or near silence before the drop hits. And that negative space can hit harder than any giant riser. In darker DNB, a brief drop in density right before the drop makes the arrival feel massive. Don't forget the mix discipline. This intro should be playable in a DJ mix. That means the low end must stay controlled, and the top end should not get too aggressive too early. Check mono compatibility on the bass and kick. Use utility to test the bass group in mono. If the break is too bright, tame it with EQ instead of just lowering the fader. If the bass feels weak, add harmonics with saturator instead of just turning it up. A strong warehouse intro should feel like the mix is already running hot, but still controlled. That's a big part of the credibility in this style. To finish, make the transition into the drop clean and intentional. The last bar should do one clear thing. Cut, stutter, collapse, or open up. You could use a one-beat silence, a reverse cymbal, a reverse bass tail, a short tape delay throw, or a final snare flam. If you want that old-school feel, keep it functional rather than overly cinematic. The goal is a DJ-friendly handoff that leaves room for the mix and then lands with authority. Quick recap. Build the intro around automation first. Use a chop jungle break, filtered bass hints, and dark atmospheres. Automate filter, reverb, width, and gain to create tension across 16 bars. Keep the low end disciplined and mono compatible. Let groove come from swing, ghost notes, and small edits. Then finish with a clear transition that makes the drop hit harder. If you want to test yourself, build two versions of the same intro. One should be pressure first, darker, more restrained, bass later, more negative space. The other should be motion first, more micro edits, earlier bass hints, wider atmosphere, and a more obvious groove evolution. Keep the same core sounds, and make at least 3 changes with automation rather than new clips. Then bounce both and compare them quietly, and in mono. That's where you'll hear the difference between just adding stuff and actually sculpting energy. Alright, let's get into the session and carve that warehouse intro so it feels like a proper old-school DNB launch point.